The Netball Show with Flyhawk. Raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
It's Andy, what a Netball World Cup final 2023. Let's listen into a little bit of the latest Netty Life podcast, and Kate and Britt discussed that final against England.
We'd like to acknowledge the First Nations people as the traditional custodians of this land. We recognise their continuing connection to the land and waters and thank them for protecting the coastline and its ecosystems, existing since beyond the reach of memory. We pay our respects to the elders past and present and emerging.
This podcast is proudly sponsored by Tribal Sport, who are also supporters of Sharon Finn and White and Auntie Roma's Indigenous Diamonds. We're thrilled to be back on board with a brand that is committed to ensuring First Nations athletes have every opportunity to succeed. Hello, Netty lovers, and welcome to a very special Netty Life podcast. Today, we're going to wrap up the 2023 Netball World Cup gold medal match against the spirited English Roses side, defeating them 61-45. A big shout out to the Roses, who made their first ever World Cup final at this tournament. I'm Kate Cornish, and with me today is the other half of the Netty Life, who had her feet on the ground in Cape Town for the whole tournament. She is jet lagged, but she's here to do the pod, which is fantastic. She's back home now and truly needs a gold medal of her own for how hard she worked while being there. I'm, of course, talking about Brittany Carter. Hi, Britt. I've missed you. How are you? Is it business finished now for the Diamonds?
Business is finished. And isn't that good news given, you know, all the criticism there has been of the Diamonds over the past 4 years after we dropped the game at Liverpool by one goal to the Kiwis. So it's nice to have that trophy back in our cabinet here in Australia. And it was a wonderful tournament watching the Diamonds, I have to say. And I just think they really deserved it at the end there. So good on them.
Do you think we might see anyone pop up in Super Netball 2024 after their World Cup performance?
Well, from Uganda, Mary Chollock has been the talk of the town, hasn't she?
Yes, yes, yes.
I really think that she has been open about her desire to come here. And I think she said one more year in the UK she'll spend before she tries to make her way over. But her height and her hold is certainly something that I'm sure many Super Netball coaches would be keeping an eye out on. And we know Bryony Akle was there as a Tongan assistant coach. And Julie Fitz appeared towards the end of the tournament too in a spectator capacity. So, yeah, I would assume that she is someone that we may see pop up over time. And even looking at the South African team, I mean, their shooter, Nicole Talyard, their goal attack, my goodness, she really turned some of their games on their head. So particularly those two, I think, stood out for me. But I'm sure there were plenty others across the tournament. I mean, even Tonga, right? Like Nick Pahlavi, who has been a Super Netball training partner before with Vixens and with Collingwood. I think more than deserves an opportunity with an Australian team. She is based here. She's based in Victoria. So perhaps even the new incoming team under Tracy Neville could have a look at her. Yeah. But I've just named three shooters there, haven't I? So that's not very defender-like of me.
It's not very defender-like, but I agree. They were standouts. So I know that's why they caught your eye. And I agree with you as well. So, I mean, it's interesting to think about who we might see after, you know, this World Cup performance, because we are looking for there is that eighth team. There are some spots to fill. On to the silver medalists, England. They've never been silver medalists at a Netball World Cup. Their best has been bronze. So this was a historic tournament for them in many ways. Ellen Housby was named player of the tournament and attacking player of the tournament, taking her Super Netball form into this camp. And she was brilliant. Her combination with Eleanor Cardwell, almost seamless, but they just didn't have the same depth as we did, unfortunately. And I think that Stace Marinkovic just had more moves to play than Jess Thilby did. I don't think a finals appearance is enough for Jess Thilby to keep her job, unfortunately. I don't know what you think, Britt, but I think we're likely to see a new Roses coach for the next cycle. Just sort of short of a gold medal at this tournament. As you said earlier, no one would have picked a few months ago that they would have been the silver medalist. So they really should be proud of this achievement. You were courtside. Were you surprised to see them in the gold medal match? I think you already said yes to that earlier on. And do you think in the finals match, Britt sitting there, that Jess made the right or wrong changes during this game, that finals game? I was sitting there watching the game wondering what Joe Harton would do, to be honest, because I'm not sure Jess got that quite right in that final.
Yeah, it's interesting that Joe has been picked up as a support coach for this tournament. And some of those games, like in particular the preliminary match between England and Australia, I thought we did see some of Joe's influence there. And I think that was really smart from her to pick up Serena as well as Joe and sort of bring them into the fold for this tournament, even though Serena wasn't there on the ground. You know, not only did England win their first ever silver medal, but they also beat Australia for the very first time at the tournament in that preliminary match. Yeah. So in a way, I think if England netball was to get rid of Jess, there would be a lot of people up in arms saying, well, she just broke records. Like, why would we get rid of her?
Yeah.
So in a way, I can sort of see how she might have sealed a bit more time in that role as a result of that. The other thing that we haven't mentioned is that England were happy to run their mouths after that preliminary.
I wonder if Jess could take that back if she would, because I'm not sure. I don't know whether she was just nervous in that moment or if that was like a strategic thing to say, because it sounded so strange. You're talking about that they're a group of individuals and we're a collective, that comment.
I felt like it was the total opposite, this team for Oz.
It was just an interesting comment for her to make. And I just wondered in that moment if it was, I don't know. I mean, you know, when you're being interviewed, things just come out of your mouth.
Yeah. Word vomit.
Well, yeah, like word
I've
vomit.
I've got the recording of that. So we may as well insert that here so everyone can hear it in full.
I think our strength is in the collective and their strength very much lies with individuals. Yeah, to be honest, we're not paying much attention to what anyone else thinks. We're just kind of in our bubble. I think from a netball perspective, we know how good we are, and that I think from a tech point of view, we're on a par with the top teams. I think the most reassuring thing that we'll take away from today, and it was much needed actually, is to be able to come back from eight down to see a game out in the closing quarter. That says more about our mentality, and I think that's the most valuable thing that we can take off the last 12 months, and also just confirming that today with that performance. We're going to need that in abundance when we hit the semi-final.
Pressure either makes you or breaks you, and I think in that last quarter we wanted it more, and I think we looked like the stronger team. I think we looked fitter, and yeah, we wanted the ball in our hands. I always trust Elle to shoot the ball, and I think I'm the same. I like to attack the post and get on with the job, and I'm just really proud of the effort. I think we probably could have been a bit more clinical, and we should have won the game by probably more than one, I think. And yes, I think we let a few things slip, and there was a couple of errors that we didn't need to make. But yeah, I was very pleased with the way that we bounced back.
Yeah, it was certainly an interesting comment to make. I don't know how much of it they meant to be a sledge or how much of it they just were excited by the win and it just came out. But there were some comments from Helen, which you would have heard too, where she said, I think we were fitter, which I thought was very interesting, knowing that she plays against these Australian athletes week in, week out, and knows exactly how fit they are, particularly a Paige, et cetera. So, and a Sarah Clough, who are actually in her Swift's environment. So yeah, I thought those were odd comments, and I don't think I paid much attention to them at the time because there were so many things to ask about that, yeah, you sort of have to pick what your narratives are going to be, and these press conferences can come sometimes go like 10, 11 minutes long. But certainly it seemed to rev up the Aussies, and Ash Braz was happy to respond to those comments and say that that was one of the driving factors Australia used in this final. So, yeah, it was very interesting comments, and Jess definitely was backtracking after that, wasn't she, saying, well, the Aussies are what they are, you know, they're always hard to beat, and the fact we made the final we're happy with. And it was sort of going back to those old comments from October last year where she said she was happy to compete with Australia. She was happy to sort of be able to just have some sort of contest against them without actually beating them. So I don't know where she's at mentally, and you know, we have to acknowledge that she's just lost her father. So there were a couple of things happening around the start of that tournament. And while she was in Cape Town, I think her father was acknowledged and, yeah, paid tribute to at a football game because he was a big figure in English football. So,
yeah,
I don't know. I think there were a couple of things going on there, but certainly not a great look, especially when you then don't back that up and win the next game you play against the same team.
I'm dying to know who's going where and what's happening. And especially with this eighth team with Tracy Neville, I mean, people are already saying that she's going to nab Eleanor Cardwell, which would just be so devastating for the Thunderbirds if that was actually to happen. But, you know, they've got such a strong bond. Who knows what might happen? And maybe we'll see a couple more English players out here as well. There's just so many things that we will have to talk about the next time we pod, I've got no doubt.
Yeah, absolutely. Of course there will be. There's always something to talk about in netball land.
There is. All right. Well, watch this space because no doubt we'll be hearing news soon. Before we sign off, a shout out to our sponsors at Tribal Sport. Lucky listeners of this podcast get an exclusive 10% off when they order from the website and use the code NEDDYLIFE at the checkout. Until next time, it's bye for now.
See ya.
Kit and Britt from the Netty Life talking about the Netball World Cup final. Have a look for it where you get your podcasts. Hugely recommended.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky HD, Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sport and we're on the podcasts rail.